Hello and welcome everybody to another edition of Party with the Dead. This one, in fact, hits a little close to home, because it gets close to home. We're talking blood related here, and we're all mobbed up and we're trying to figure out some answers to a situation that apparently been going on for quite a few years now. And we done, as the homeowners had said, they've attempted all manner of things to get rid of whatever energy is all up about over here and stuff, but with no real apparent answers happening. So what we're gonna do, bringing in Pale Horse the Rider, yours truly, we're apparently gonna just try to get to the bottom of things and stuff like that, and at least figure out where we're gonna go from here. Because I mean, honestly, there is no amount of severity I can say in the words that how close to home this hits. So we're out here in the House of Wirehouse, we're in the mountains, scary things is known to happen out here, but we're gonna at least attempt to figure out what we're doing out here and stuff, and what we're dealing with at least. Now, we come from all kind of different lines, we got all kind of people here and stuff like that, whole mob, and we're talking like straight exorcist descendants, fucking Templar Knight descendants, like ghost hunting and whatnot of the sort, a whole bunch of other things to say the word like about. Now, I suspect, just like you, many of the followings might believe that Party with the Dead just might be exactly what that might be, the missing ingredient. Okay, that's why you call up in Pale Horse the Rider, so we in fact can party with the dead. We just kick back, chillin', get intoxicated, and we're gonna, you know, do our thing, figure out what we're working with, what we're messing with. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? It's not like this is exactly how scary movies happen. We're out here, doing our thing. And in fact, on this episode, defending our very home. So that's exactly what we're dealing with and stuff like that, but on a lighter note, to each and every one of you out there dealing with that whole quarantine, stay at home, zombie apocalypse, COVID stuff and everything, you're never alone. You're not alone. So stop posting that boring shit on Facebook that everybody sees and stuff like that. Talk about how bored you are, because you know damn well you're the same people that's going to be bitching about it when it's over. Like, oh, it was the greatest thing ever and stuff like that, sitting at home doing nothing. Man, dude, you were sitting there complaining the whole time. Sit down, think about your life, and get out of, just get off the internet, man. Come on, it's 2020, quit bitching. Without further ado, we're on our way, we're gonna go handle this. We will hit you with the updates as they go, and as they go, just know you're going with us, because in fact, not only am I gonna sit and remind you that you ain't alone in all this crazy apocalypse 2020 stuff going on, but also always keep in mind, you mess with us, you party with the dead, and by now you should know that nobody gets out alive.